you, and welcome back to the Pitching In NPL show, part two of our Easter preview special. And joining me, he's back after quite an eventful day down in Cheshire. So big welcome back to the show to social media officer from the Northern Premier League. It's T-Got, it's James Hayes. Hello, James, how are they?
Evening, Ben, how are you doing?
We're recording this bit of the show 8 o'clock on Saturday, so it's literally 3 hours since the full-time whistles. Unless, of course, you don't include the matches which had lunchtime kickoffs, in which case it's roughly been six hours since the full-time whistles. So there we go. But all of that doesn't really matter to you, dear listener, because you're listening to this on Sunday. We are going to be joined by Andrew Snaith shortly from Coasting County Radio for a big fixture preview for Bank Holiday Monday's matches. And some of them are really, really important. Some of them today were really, really important, though, as well. And we're going to cover off those results now with James. James, firstly, let's talk about the top of the table. And with about 2 minutes or so to go, it was looking like Buxton had one hand on the league title. South Shields were drawing. Buxton had got themselves in the lead after trailing at Mickleova. Then in the space of 90 seconds in Derbyshire and in North Manchester, the whole thing flipped around. Buxton drawing 3-3 with Mickleova. Stuart Bevan scoring that equaliser for Mickleova on the 88th minute. In the South Shields match at Broadhurst Park, SC United dominated play throughout the whole game pretty much. And then South Shields, JJ Hooper, pops up in the last minute of normal time and scores the winner. And all of a sudden, it's gone from one hand on the title to no hands on the title and four hands just going, I want the cup. South Shields and Buxton tied up at the top, James, with two games left to play. Remarkable stuff.
Indeed. So like I say, with literally seconds left in both games, it flips around and we're now going to the last day of the season. Buxton might have the goal difference with 9 goals more than South Shields. Obviously, Buxton had to come back into that game a little bit as well. And again, Mickleova put a massive effort on, but at the same time, it shows, we've said it all season long, anyone can beat anyone, and it's come down to literally the last three games of the season to prove that point. It was a 2,000 on at FC United today. Both clubs have now guaranteed themselves home advantage in the playoffs because of the results today, but we've got a massive title fight in our hands now. And again, last day of the season, the helicopter's on standby.
The Alan Allcopter. I'll text Alan Allcott with that. That's superb pun, and hopefully he'll appreciate it. Hello, Alan, if you're listening. But anyway, yeah, so Buxton and South Shields, well, to use a football cliche, they go again on Bank Holiday Monday. Andrew Snaith will be joining us shortly to walk us through those big games for both Buxton and South Shields. Those results there for Buxton and South Shields, as James says, guarantees home advantage now in the playoffs for whoever finishes second. Matlock drawing 0-0. I mean, we said it about last week's results, didn't we, with Matlock? They won 1-0, but before that, it was three straight 0-0s. So 0-0 against Nantwich Town, probably a decent result, but in the grand scheme of things, it's quite a remarkable record. Whatever happens with Matlock in the playoffs, they're going to be difficult to score against. I think that's pretty clear, isn't it? In the other games involving the playoff sides at the moment, Warrington and Scarborough doing what they need to do, both picking up wins. As a result of those wins, Warrington Town, a 2-0 win at Atherton Colds, and Scarborough, a 2-0 win against Gainsborough Trinity. As a result of those wins for Warrington and Scarborough, and results elsewhere, Morpeth, Stafford Rangers and FC United are now officially out of the playoff race. They can no longer qualify for the playoffs. So commiserations to those three teams. But Warrington and Scarborough doing what they need to do, and now 2 points behind Matlock Town. Before we get to the couple of teams who are still involved in the playoff race outside the playoff, James, we said it on Friday's show, we could come up with all the permutations we want to. If Warrington and Scarborough win, then it doesn't matter. They've done the job. Now, there's an extra carrot. They can overtake Matlock potentially in the coming days.
Indeed. So, I mean, obviously, going to Warrington, that was a difficult task. With Scarborough, Gainsbury would hold them in 0-0 at half-time. Second half had to come out fighting, and they clearly did. Obviously, 2 goals early on in the half. Part of having a home advantage now gives them that flexibility. Warrington now will go to Witton Albion, which we'll come to in a second, knowing that they could seal that situation, particularly with Buxton v Matlock on Monday afternoon too. Scarborough, obviously, again, everything to play for themselves, especially with Morpeth, which would have been a massive playoff tie had they won today. Quick mention as well for Scarborough, 1,500 on stage. I think that takes up, I think that's 100,000 attendances across all four divisions this season now. I'll have to count it up separately, and I'll confirm that on the last show of the season. But that's a massive achievement in itself, really.
Yeah, cracking attendances at both FC United and Scarborough this afternoon. That's the top five. Let's talk about the teams still involved in the playoff race. Firstly, Whitby Town, and we've got to whisper this quietly because Andrew Stafe, like we said, will be joining us shortly from Coastal County Radio. But Whitby Town, good 2-0 win, back to winning ways. However, they're now the cut-off point, sitting in seventh. They're 5 points behind Scarborough Athletic. They do have equal goal difference, we should say, both with plus seven, but there's only 6 points remaining for Whitby Town to grab. So basically, if Scarborough and Warrington win on Monday, then it's done for Whitby Town. One team who are very much involved, though, Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge, a 3-2 win over Morpeth Town on Saturday afternoon at Irongate. That result sees Bamber Bridge 3 points behind Warrington and Scarborough as we head towards the last two games. So fair play to Bamber Bridge, James. They're going to take it to another round of fixtures.
Yeah, and again, you look at the fixtures remaining, less Scarborough with hosting Morpeth Town. Bamber Bridge have got to visit Lancaster and then the home game on the last day of the season. You look at the fixtures that both sides have got remaining left, you think Bamber Bridge, Whitby Town have still got the capability, but they know, knowing the fact they have to go to South Shields and get a win, they're still in that fighting chance. And that's a little bit of hope that gets you in there. Obviously, they'll see themselves on the back foot at this moment in time, but Bamber Bridge, they've got every capability. Matlock, Warrington and Scarborough, I'm going to mention Matlock here, 5 points into the playoffs at this moment in time, and they're not safe, especially the fact that massive game against Buxton on Monday now for them. Bamber Bridge are going to be rubbing their hands thinking anyone of them three who drops points. Paul Dawson's on form, they've got the strike force there. Obviously, Lancaster aren't going to turn over in a massive derby game like that, but Bamber Bridge are wondering, we've got a massive chance here, and I wouldn't write them off, really.
No, absolutely not. Well, Bamber Bridge, a cracking Saturday afternoon for them. So, Bamber Bridge in sixth, Whitby Town in seventh, and as we said, that's the cut-off point there. Now, let's go to the bottom end of the table, and big afternoon down the bottom end. Firstly, Stafford Rangers hosted Basford United. Basford's form has not been great recently. However, what a result. A 1-0 away win for Basford United. Could Witton Albion respond? Yes, they could. A 2-1 win over Radcliffe. So the gap remains 5 points. The question is then, and it's something that James raised on Friday's show, could Stalybridge Celtic get dragged into this? Bearing in mind, they were within relative range of Witton Albion, if Witton Albion kept on winning. So they've done enough for the points per game side of things. Had they done enough to avoid 21st position? Well, Stalybridge Celtic had an answer to that on Saturday. A 3-0 home win over Lancaster City. Stalybridge Celtic now on 48 points in 15th position. Very, very comfortable now at Bower Fold. So it is now, as we head towards Bank Holiday Monday, just between Basford and Witton. And Basford, no, given the fact they've got good goal difference as well in comparison to Witton Albion, that a draw would probably do it. A win definitely would. Basford United in their Monday game will be at home to Michelover. Witton will be travelling to Warrington. A daunting test for both sides. Michelover gave Buxton a game today, and Warrington away, obviously, as we said, still not in the playoffs 100%. So, not quite done yet.
Quick mention of the Stalybridge, I don't think anyone would have saw a 3-0 result out of that one there. So, we have now got practically a two-horse race, and Witton have got to win every game left this season. If it goes their way on Monday, there is going to be a relegation shootout between Basford and Witton Albion on next Saturday at Witton Albion. But, yeah, this Monday coming up, you look at the fixtures you've got there, Witton Albion know the fact they've got to go to Warrington and get a result now.
Well, it's still not done yet. And like James says, Witton need to win on Monday. And they've got to hope that Basford get beat, basically, because, like we said, the goal difference is, 20 goals better off for Basford as we head towards the two remaining round of fixtures in the NPL. So more on that in a second when we discuss Monday's matches with Andrew Snaith. Now, one last game from the weekend. Grantham Town 2, Hyde United 0. Fantastic stuff from Grantham Town there, picking up their 7th win of the season. Good afternoon for them. Now, that's our look at the Premier Division from Saturday afternoon. Let's go to step four now. And next week, we will have a step four show where we'll be interviewing the winners, the managers of the teams who've won the West, the East and the Midlands Division. At this stage, we've got no idea who that's going to be. It is too close to call. However, in the East Division, big game this weekend. Liversidge travelling to Mass United. And what a result. Liversidge beating Mask by 2-0. So with 2 round of fixtures left, Liversidge, with a better goal difference, have opened up a 3-point lead up at the top. However, the next games on Monday are not easy at all. Liversidge are playing Brighouse Town, who've been brilliant, and Mass United travelling to Stockton Town. The good news for Mass United is that Stockton Town are in the playoffs. They can't be caught now. However, they have got a chance of catching Cleethorpes Town and ensuring they've got home advantage at least for the semi-finals. So Stockton Town, tough game, that one. With regards to those teams in the playoffs, there was a few defeats for them this weekend. Firstly, Shildon. I think we confirmed already that Shildon were more or less in the playoffs, but they've solidified themselves in 5th position. A 3-0 win over Cleethorpes Town. Actually, Shildon, all of a sudden, they're in with a shout, aren't they, James, of getting home advantage for the playoff semi-finals. So, cracking stuff between Cleethorpes, Stockton and Shildon as we head towards Bank Holiday Monday's matches. Cleethorpes Town sitting in 3rd. They've got Worksop Town on Monday. Stockton Town, as we've said, they're hosting Mass United. And Shildon will be travelling to Yorkshire Amateur. So, big games this weekend in the East. But Liversidge, one hand on the title now, James. However, given the nature of these division, you wouldn't put it past this division to have a bit of a sting in the tail in this final set of matches.
Oh, no, indeed not. I mean, obviously, you look at the last two games there for all the sides at this moment in time. I mean, Stockton have got to travel to Brighouse on the last day of the season. Yeah, the top five's now sealed off and Liverpool and Mars are going to have all my advantage regardless. I'm going to throw this in quickly. You look at the bottom five.
I was just about to talk about the bottom five. It's incredible. And especially after today, congratulations to Pickering Town. It was looking like they were cut adrift. And it's still a tall ask given the goal difference and that. But Pickering Town with a fantastic 1-0 win over Stocksbridge Park Steels. And it's just give them a bit of hope, hasn't it? And with the fact Sheffield beat Bridlington as well, 2-0. And on Monday, it's just set up, isn't it? Pickering Town will be hosting Bridlington Town. The bottom two going head-to-head. Frickley will be taking on Pontefract Coles. And Frickley didn't have the best of Saturdays. Lincoln United also picked up a handy win. They won 4-1 against Yorkshire Amateur. So pretty much the relegation battle down the bottom end, 2 automatic relegation spots and a 3rd relegation playoff area. 3 points separating the bottom four, James.
Yeah. Taking into account results across all 8 divisions as well, the East Division have now been sealed in the place where they will have to face that playoff.
Best of luck to those 4 sides who are involved in all this. And we should say Lincoln United aren't completely out of it yet, but that 4-1 win was handy on Saturday, that's for sure. Well, that's our look at the East Division. Just a catch-up with the West Division. Obviously, Warrington Rylands didn't play on Saturday. They returned to action on Monday, but they'll have a bit of a smile on their face after Saturday's results. Workington travelled to Merseyside to take on Marine. Marine winning by 2-1. Marine aren't completely out of the title race. That sees them 4 points behind Warrington Rylands with 6 points available. They're currently 3 points behind Workington now after that result as well. However, Workington do have a better goal difference, but Warrington Rylands there didn't play, but they're now 1 point clear up at the top, having played the same amount of games as everyone else after Saturday's results. Good result for Marine. They've not quite secured home advantage yet for the playoff semi-final, but they were helped by Runcorn Linnets. Runcorn Linnets beating Leek Town by 2-0. At the same time, Clitheroe, who were just outside the playoffs, they beat Glasshouse North End by 2-0. So with 2 rounds of matches remaining, Runcorn Linnets remain 5 points ahead of Clitheroe. with 6 points available. So Runcorn it's know that they could seal the deal and get in the playoffs with the goal difference is more or less the same. So I'm going to suggest that Runcorn Linnets need to win at Prescott Cables to secure that. And Clitheroe definitely need to win at Colne in that local derby up there in Lancashire on Monday.
I mean, obviously, Runcorn can seal the deal against Prescott away at Prescott Cables if they get a good result. But it's worth mentioning, final day of the season, Marine v Leek. Once around, we've got the opportunity there to seal it on Monday if results go their way. Point ahead and on home on the last day of the season.
Just to mention down the bottom end, obviously Kendall and Market Drayton have already been confirmed as relegated. We've not officially sent our best to Kendall and Market Drayton, but hopefully they'll be back with us soon. But big commiserations to those two clubs. But Newcastle Town currently in that 18th spot, which is the potential playoff relegation area. A good win today over City Liverpool that season. 3 points behind Prescott Cables, who weren't in action on Saturday. And 4 points behind Glossop North End, who were beaten by Clitheroe, as we mentioned earlier. But I'm going to suggest with 6 points still available, Glossop obviously just need a win this weekend. Ramsbottom United not completely out of that mix either. A 2-2 draw for them on Saturday at Market Drayton. But it's still not 100% who's going to finish in that A-team spot at the moment as we head towards Monday's matches. Let's finally talk about the Midlands division. And again, we've said it before, no idea what's happening here in this league. It's been incredible. Ilkeston doing what they need to do. A 2-1 win at Bedworth United. Chasetown, a 4-0 win at Wisbeach. Hills Owen, who did start the day in second spot, they drew with Belper Town. That's actually a very good result for Belper Town. They were beaten by Carlton last week, and that meant Carlton were breathing down Belper's neck. And we kind of knew that this was a tough game for Grant Black's side. A good draw sees them just ticking over. It was a point that they needed, because Carlton Town, the wins just keep on coming for them, don't they? After beating Nottingham Forest midweek. Cambridge City 2, Carlton Town 3. Also in the playoffs, just to mention, for Stamford beat Coleshill Town by 3-1. So this is how this top six looks as we head towards Bank Holiday Monday's matches. Ilkeston, 84 points. 3 points behind them, Chasetown. Ilkeston do have a better goal difference. So they're not too far off now, are they, James? Because a win for Ilkeston would put them 3 points ahead of Chasetown, at least, with one game left to play. And they do have a better goal difference. So that's what we're talking about now. Hills Owen have dropped back a bit following their point against Belper. They're 5 points behind Ilkeston now with 6 points available. So Hills Owen, it's now looking like, really, it's about trying to get home advantage and overtaking Chasetown in the playoff mix. Stamford aren't completely out of it yet. However, it's 6 points to Ilkeston now. The goal difference, though, Stamford, it's only 3 goals in it between these two teams. However, Stamford have done what they needed to do. They've kept the pressure on, but Ilkeston just haven't buckled, have they? They've just kept winning. So that's just the way it is. But very much home advantage is on for Stamford as well. They're 3 points behind Chasetown. For Belper and Carlton Town, Belper stay in fifth position. The goal differences are pretty much the same. It's only 3 goals in it. But the gap is 2 points as we head towards Monday's matches. Carlton Town will be hosting Spalding United. Belper Town will be travelling to Loughborough. For Ilkeston, the league leaders, they'll be taking on Shepshire Dynamo at home. And as I said, with the goal difference included, a win for Ilkeston would more or less see them get automatic promotion. I'm nailing it now, James. That's what I'm saying. I'm committing the show.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, even over a fact, if they can get a win on Monday, barring a massive turnover in goal difference by Chasetown, they have got one hand on the trophy.
Just to confirm what Chasetown have got. Chasetown have got Sporting Calza, who've been pretty good, haven't they, this season. Hills Owen, it's a local derby for them against Sutton Coldfield Town. And Stamford will be travelling to Yaxley. Down towards the bottom end of the table, a big commiserations to Soham Town Rangers. They're now officially relegated from the division after a 1-0 defeat today at Shepshed Dynamo. So big commiserations to Soham Town Rangers. For Wisbech, I mean, taking on Chase Town at this stage of the season isn't the best of fixtures. But Wisbech are now 6 points from safety with 6 points available. So it was a big afternoon for Histon. Histon, a 2-0 win at Sutton Coldfield Town. How important is that result for Histon, by the way? So Histon has pretty much, well, the goal difference is the same. It's not completely done yet. Wisbech could still get out of this, but it is all dependent on Monday's matches, really. Wisbech will be travelling to the now relegated Soham Town Rangers. Histon will be hosting Cambridge City. So it's not completely done yet, James, down the bottom end. It's a good result for Wisbech and Histon being defeated by Cambridge City, mid-table Cambridge City. It's not completely done yet, but best of luck to both Histon and Wisbech in their Monday endeavours. James, that's it, I think. Unless you've got anything else to add?
I was just going to say, it's worth mentioning, Wisbech did beat Histon last Saturday as well. To make sure, obviously, they get to the last week of the season. It's guaranteed that division will have to face the playoffs as it goes to the last week of the season. As we said, Histon have still got to get a result on Monday just to seal themselves in that playoff spot.
Well, it's fascinating stuff. But that's our results roundup from Saturday. Big thank you to James for joining us on Saturday evening for this results roundup from four very, very chaotic divisions in the Northern Premier League. But James, a big bank holiday Monday ahead for the Northern Premier League. How can people keep across it all?
So on Monday, Northern Premier League for Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok, it's going to be official Northern Prem. And football web pages is going to be the place to keep an eye on everything come Monday.
James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up next week.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
Well, that was Saturday. But what about Bank Holiday Monday? Well, joining me now to discuss Monday's set of fixtures for the pitching in NPL Premier Division. It's a big welcome back to the show now to Coasting County's very own. It's Mr. Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hiya, Ben. Yeah, I'm really good. Thank you, mate. Yeah, it's. I wish it was a little bit more exciting for my team, because I think they're very much on the periphery. But it's an exciting end to the season anyway, especially if you're a neutral, and especially right at the very top after today's results.
Absolutely. A big thank you to Andrew for joining me. Saturday evening, everyone. He should be watching Saturday Night Takeaway or what's his name? Mulhern? What's his name?
Oh, Stephen Mulhern. No, I wouldn't put myself through that. No,
but he's here with me, which is great, and with you, dear listener. So let's talk about Monday's matches. Quite remarkable what was happening towards the end of Saturday. It was looking like Buxton had one hand on the league title, and then all of a sudden, in the space of about 90 seconds or so, it all changed, and it was all even again heading into the final set of matches. Bank Holiday Monday. South Shields taking on Whitby Town, Buxton hosting Matlock Town. And it's got to the stage as well where the teams who the title contenders are taking on also need victories. Whitby need a win to keep themselves with any hope of catching Scarborough and Warrington. And Matlock need a win to cement themselves in third, because at the minute they're being chased down by Warrington and Scarborough. What's your thoughts, Andrew?
Well, whatever happens, even if they were both like, 12th and 13th, Buxton and Matlock would be a fiery fixture with a lot riding on it. So the fact that it's, the first and third just adds even more spice. I think Matlock fans would probably be more excited about derailing Buxton's title hopes than where they finish in the playoffs, to be honest with you, I think. I think that's going to be a great game, and that could go either way.
Can I make a bold prediction now?
Go on.
I think it might be 0-0.
No, I wouldn't be shocked if you're absolutely correct there, Ben, yeah. There's just so much riding on it. But as you say, yeah, Matlock, I was thinking that myself as they got another goalless draw today. They've had a lot of these, haven't they? I wouldn't be shocked with that at all. Would they take a 0-0 draw away at Buxton? Possibly. If it helps them cement their place, I think they probably would take that. Would Buxton take it? Probably not, but that could be the end of their title hopes. I think Buxton will be desperate to score some goals. Matlock might be very happy to sit back. Absolutely absorbing derby this is going to be, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was a four-figure crowd as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a reminder of how South Shields and Buxton finish their campaigns next Saturday. For Buxton, it's Stalybridge away. For South Shields, Grantham away. So you do feel, with all due respect to Stalybridge and Grantham, that this might be the round of fixtures there that decides it, potentially.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But then stranger things have happened. What about Whitby Town, Andrew? Because they are on the periphery of things. Not quite done yet. However, if Scarborough and Warrington both win on Monday, then it's done. Whitby can't make the playoffs. That said, Whitby can't make the playoffs unless they win. So it's a tough one for Whitby away at South Shields. It's a tough game for South Shields because of what I've just outlined there. I mean, what's the mood in camp like heading into this biggie on Monday?
Well, I had a good chat with Lee Bullock, one of the joint managers at Whitby today and yesterday, actually, due to a recording error. So I had to re-record an interview with him, and I'm sure you'll know that experience very well. But he gave me a little bit of an idea in about how things are going in the camp. And I think Whitby are quite a young team, and I think they're a funny sort of team. And I think they always do better when the pressure's off. So I think that, you know, the management are trying to do that. And I think in a funny sort of way, going away to South Shields, the pressure will be off because everybody will be expecting a South Shields win. Whitby are not expected to make the playoffs, but Whitby are a strange sort of team in that they tend to play their best football against the better sides. They tend to, when they play the weaker sides towards the bottom, they tend to get dragged down and they tend to play poorly. When it's someone like South Shields, I expect that they will raise their game. But if that's good enough to beat South Shields, that's another matter. But I wouldn't be shocked if Whitby got a result on Monday. It is very Whitby-like to do that. But that said, even Whitby at the best, South Shields away is a very tough game.
And as I said, it's very much out of Whitby Town's hands because yes. At the minute they need snookers, but it's not just snookers, is it? It's like Whitby are still in the hallway holding the snooker queue, and the snooker table is pretty much in the removal van at the moment. So it is really... I use that analogy today on FC Live, but I love it so much. I used it with regards to FC, but it's such a good analogy. But it does, a lot of it does depend on what happens for Warrington and Scarborough. That said, there might be another twist yet, and you wouldn't put it past this league. Scarborough travelling to Morpeth on Monday. Morpeth now officially out of the playoff race, but very, very good at home, let's be honest. And Warrington will be hosting Witton Albion. We'll discuss the bottom end of the table in a second on what needs to happen for Witton Albion to go into that big game with Basford next Saturday, with it meaning summit. But Scarborough and Warrington there, they've got two tough games, and we have to throw in Bamber Bridge, who were in the playoff race, title race for the first part of the season, dropped off. They've come back, and here they are, 3 points from the playoffs with a goal difference, which isn't too dissimilar to Scarborough's. It's a bit behind Warrington's, but Bamber Bridge travelling to Lancaster City, who don't really have much to play for at the moment. So tough Monday coming up potentially for Warrington and Scarborough.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think Morpeth are extremely tough. I could see them beating Scarborough at their own ground. I suppose it depends on attitude, maybe, as much as anything for Morpeth. I mean, obviously, Scarborough will be up for it. Will Morpeth have the same intensity that they're famed for? Will they still be, you know, as up for it now, knowing that they effectively don't have anything to play for, certainly don't have promotion to play for? That would be interesting to see how they go there. If they play like they often do at home, then I think there will be a formidable opponent for Scarborough. Bamber Bridge, I mean, Lancaster away is actually equally difficult as well, arguably, to go to as well. Will you permit me to call that a derby as well?
Yeah, it's a derby.
I think it's quite close. But yeah, I think that might be another one with a big crowd. Bamber Bridge, they must be, you know, the surprise package of the season. They've been tremendous. But with Warrington having Witton, who were, you know, putting a real fight up, and I know we'll probably talk more about them in a moment. I could see Warrington and Scarborough dropping points. It could be a really, really fascinating Easter Monday, actually. I'd stop it goes to the last day, even as a neutral, which I act completely in this situation. But I would love it to go to the final day and as to have even more to talk about going into that last day.
The last day, Matlock will be hosting Warrington, incidentally. And I was just thinking then, because Bamber Bridge, they've got Lancaster, they finish off with Nantwich at home. So it's possible that Bamber Bridge could overtake Matlock by the end of all this. That'd be something, wouldn't it? That'd be incredible.
It was.
Scarborough got Morpeth away. They finish off with Radcliffe at home. So with all due respect to Radcliffe,
you would think Scarborough should win that on paper.
Do you think it's going to be these five teams heading towards Saturday with a chance of getting in the playoffs? It's possible it could get down to that next week.
Yeah. I think just looking at how I was thinking, I have to admit, after seeing the results Saturday and looking at the table, I think, it's a very long shot for anybody to dislodge that top five, and certainly for Whitby, less so for Bamber Bridge. Then I look at the fixtures and I think, well, no, it could go to the last day. I think that Bamber Bridge might still be in with a shot. I think it would be very optimistic for a Whitby fan to expect to still be in it by the last day. But you never know in this league.
You never know in this league. That's true. Now, let's talk about the bottom end of the table. Witton Albion taking on Warrington on Monday. Basford United, incidentally, taking on Micklethwaite, hosting Micklethwaite. Not too far distance. That. It's not a derby, though, because they're in different counties. Let's talk about the permutations in this. Witton Albion, 5 points inside the relegation zone. The goal difference is better for Basford. A point, I think, at this stage would be enough for Basford United to survive because of the goal difference. It's 20 goals swing that Witton Albion would need. The truth is, though, Witton Albion have to win the last two games. Warrington away is tricky, but we've seen today with Buxton and Micklethwaite's tough, to be fair. They haven't got much to play for, but they're not making it known with performances on the pitch at the moment.
No, this is why we love this league. I mean, it can go either way. No matter who it is at the top or the bottom, teams and there isn't this thing where teams with nothing to play for aren't fussed. I think everybody wants to win every week. There's just something about this league where teams aren't going to roll over. It always surprises you. And Witton, credit to them. They've definitely not rolled over. They've been difficult opponents for everybody week after week. Certainly in the last month or so, they're desperate to get out of that bottom two. And I mean, we know who they play on the final day. That could be interesting if there's something riding on it. But you never know. They could go to Warrington and get a result. Warrington did lose at home quite recently, but generally speaking, they have been very, very consistent. So you would expect Warrington to win, but you just don't know.
And if it goes down to, Basford getting beat and Witton winning, then it will go down to the last game of the season. And Andrew Safe's already hinted at it, but just to confirm, that would be Basford United travelling to Witton Albion next Saturday, which...
Wow.
I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it?
It all rhymes.
Right, so that's all the crucial games this weekend. This is Andrew Snape's last appearance on the weekly show. He will return for our monthly review for May, where we're going to be discussing, how things have gone and that kind of thing. But before Andrew goes, it's now time for a brand new feature here on the MPL show. Is that a derby? Well, let's discuss them. Firstly, Ashton United against FC United. Andrew Snaith, is that a derby?
Yes, of course it's a derby, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Gainsborough Trinity against Grantham, is that a derby?
Well, it's in the same county, but no, I don't think it's a derby. Isn't there about 20? There must be, is there 30 or so miles between them? It's not that close, is it?
No, it's not. It's a Lincolnshire derby. They're in the same counter. They're a lot closer than Basford and Micklethwaite, as we've discussed, even though they're probably not. Hyde United against Stalybridge Celtic.
Oh, that's definitely a derby.
It's a derby. Same borough of Greater Manchester.
Yeah.
Old schoolers would say that Hyde and Staleybridge are in Cheshire, but...
Don't get into that.
No, let's not get into that. Nantwich Town against Stafford Rangers. That is not a derby, everyone.
No, derby. I don't think so. I don't think there's any history there.
It's the best the NPL could do with the remaining teams. So, fair enough. Radcliffe against Atherton Colls.
Oh, I think that's a derby. They're quite close, aren't they?
They both have M postcodes.
Oh, there you go.
And that concludes this feature, Is That a Derby? So, we hope we've answered those questions. Joking aside, it's sunny. It's Bank Holiday Monday. Everyone's got chocolate in their bellies. It should be a good afternoon, whatever happens. A time to let your hair down, I'm going to suggest.
I think so, yeah. And it's just like the Buxton Matlock rule. Even if they were mid-table with nothing to play for, which most of these teams are, it's still always going to be feisty in a local derby, and there will always be something to play for in that respect. Local pride being the main thing.
Absolutely. Andrew Stafe, just before you go, just a quick plug. Huge, huge game. On Monday, South Shields hosting Whitby Town with commentary available on Coastal County Radio. Give it a big plug.
I will. The commentary is not on Coastal County Radio itself, sadly, on Monday afternoon, but the Coastal County Radio media team are there. They are broadcasting through Twitter Spaces on the Whitby Town FC account for South Shields against Whitby Town from 3 o'clock. And knowing Paul and Liam, they'll also be keeping you up to date with all the other games taking place in the league that afternoon.
Great stuff. Well, Andrew Snaith, a big, big thank you for joining us on a Saturday evening for this fixture preview. Have a lovely remainder of your Easter, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks very much, Ben. Always a pleasure. Have a good one.
Well, that's it for part two of our Easter preview special of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you to Andrew Snaith and James Hayes for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you enjoy the rest of your Easter. Bye-bye.